I think we've got it. Thank you, Madam Chair. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, the agencies of the Aga Khan Development Network are honored to convey our abiding, unshaken commitment to the people of Afghanistan. Founded on profound respect for its many traditions and the bonds of our shared humanity, this allegiance is enduring. AKDN seeks to improve the quality of life of all communities it serves. Our efforts are premised on the ethical principles of Islam, which promote peace and harmony. With this ideal in mind, we thank the Secretary General and UN colleagues at this critical juncture. AKDN has stood with Afghans for more than three decades. We work at the community level to help realize individual and collective aspirations toward deliverable, sustainable solutions. With 10,000 Afghan staff across numerous provinces, in partnership, we provide life-saving medical treatment and healthcare for millions, education support for hundreds of thousands of girls and boys, early childhood development, rural infrastructure, such as energy provision, roads, bridges, irrigation canals, greenhouses, and warehouses, economic opportunity and support for family incomes, food security and agriculture, natural disaster and climate change resilience, connectivity and communications, professional training and continuing education for women and men, cultural heritage restoration. We are operational, this work is ongoing, and we will do more. The experience teaches us this. Determined, transparent, and inclusive engagement, led and driven by Afghans in their communities, can and does take root and succeed and bring real and lasting change. AKDN asks the international community to share in this lesson and to act with compassion and foresight. For now is the time to be present, remain in dialogue, and work together with communities for peace, cohesion, opportunity, and prosperity. Let us not turn away from decades of progress, or the two-thirds of Afghans under the age of 25 that have lived under the shadow of war, but with hopes and aspirations intact. We owe them the dignity, the promise of standing together in facing the future. We know today conditions are dire. Healthcare, education, food security, and the economy are all under profound strain. It's a country at risk of collapse. We therefore emphasize immediate corresponding measures. Restoring the banking system to facilitate international transfers, allowing financial support and market access. Authorizing direct support to healthcare and education providers. Arranging food aid, medicines, and work programs. And unblocking assistance already authorized for direct relief, as well as the tools and means to reduce future dependency. These steps must accelerate to averse a crisis of shocking, destabilizing proportion. Nor should we abandon the country's longer-term development, as the consequences and message would be profound. Here in this room, Afghanistan is thousands of miles away, yet within arm's reach. Its people deserve compassion and collective humanitarian action. Now and going forward, our actions must be meaningfully humane. Thank you.